This is Dr. Schumacher. Thanks for hanging up. Progress Note on Charlene Robinson. R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. And the flat first name, Charlene, C-H-A-R-L-E-N-E. Date was May the 16th, 2022. Place was a private apartment. The paragraph, Mrs. Robinson was seen in hospital follow-up period. She was in the hospital at Hurley for COPD and congestive heart failure with acute kidney injury, and she had massive edema, period. In the hospital, she needed BiPAP to shorten her breast. It took a while to get the urine out, but we had to watch her blood pressure because that tended low if we diuresed her too excessively, period. He's followed by cardiology, pulmonary, and nephrology, period. She did slowly improve, period. She ended up needing Mitogen. In fact, comes back home on Mitogen, period. She's doing much better, period. She went to MediLodge, which is a skilled nursing home for rehab, and that helped her quite a bit, period. She can walk, but only short distances, like 10 feet, period. She can walk part of the way across her apartment, period. She would not be able to walk to the dining room with her walker, period. She is quite obese, period. She is quite debilitated and was even prior to the hospitalization, period. Today, when seen at rest, she's not short of breath, period. There's some cough, but only a small amount of fluid that's sputum that's white, period. There's no current chest pain. There's no current GI or GU complaints. Her edema is noted, that's better, period. Her Lasix was held, presumably due to low blood pressure and renal insufficiency, but the edema has increased even since she left the nursing home, period. In line, she has atrial fibrillation, and her heart rate's stable now, period. Her Sotalol was stopped because of bradycardia, and she's on Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. There's no excessive losing or bleeding, period. Trelegy was added for COPD, and she's also on the albuterol inhaler, period. She needs oxygen fairly continuously, and it's now at 4 liters a minute, period. The saturation is good on that, period. She has hypothyroidism, and that was stable with other thyroxine, period. She's osteoarthritis of both hips, and that also makes walking difficult, period. She's not in pain at rest, though, period. Her hypertension is controlled, period. There's no headaches and no cardiac symptoms at the moment. In paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, or major weight loss other than fluid. Eye, no complaints, ENT, no complaints, respiratory. She's not short of breath at rest, but even a small amount of walking gets her dyspnea. Even 10 feet would get a short of breath. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitation. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, bleeding, or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she has arthritis, especially the hips. Endocrine, no excessive thirst, no polyuria, polydipsia, no excessive sweating. In paragraph, past history, COPD, congestive heart failure, respiratory failure, chronic kidney disease, gout, osteoporosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, atrial fibrillation, essential hypertension. Her body mass index is between 50 and 59.9. She has chronic gout without tophus. New paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely ill or distressed and is adequately nourished. Temperature 97.1. Blood pressure 100 over 70, pulse 76, respiratory 17, O2 saturation 95% at 4 liters a minute. And the next pupil is going to react to the light. Eyelids can come inside the normal. Extraction is normal. Ornithos is normal. Next level, no mass, no thyromegaly, no nose, lungs. Diminished breath sounds, bilaterally appeared, no wheezes or crackles, no excessive muscle use for breathing, professional is normal. Cardiovascular, normal is 1 of 2, no gout, no murmur. The edema in her feet and calves is about 2+ now, period. It's improved from the maximum, but may be returning again, period. Abdomen soft, non-tendon, organomegaly. She's obese. Extremities, the thickening of the knees, shoulder range of motion is normal, no acute joint inflammation. CNS cranial is normal, sensation is high. She had good hand grip, and lower motor extremity strength is a bit weak, but not extremely so, period. The paragraph assessment of plan one, Ms. Robinson has COPD, and we've added Trelegy 1+ daily in addition to Melon HSA 2+ every 6 hours is needed, period. She's on oxygen continuously, period. We stopped the increase of lipid in view of the Trelegy, period. Two, she has had congestive heart failure, and we held her Lasix due to low blood pressure, but now we will be restarting it at 40 milligrams daily. Three, she has atrial fibrillation and heart rate stable, and I will continue Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, period. The Solidol was stopped because of low heart rate, period. 5, she has hypothyroidism, and I'll continue levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, period. 7, she has diabetes mellitus, and I'll continue metformin 500 milligrams daily, and glimepiride 4 milligrams daily, period. She has a tendency to low blood pressure, and if necessary, she's on Mitodrin 2.5 milligrams 3 times a day, period. She's on Claritin for allergies, Fosamax for osteoporosis, and nephrovite daily for vitamin replacement, period. Overall, we'll continue the current plan otherwise, period. Medications were reviewed.